Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello and welcome to the Carolina Panthers Football In My Mind podcast. I'm your host, Luke Farber, and what is in my mind today? Well, it's another game day morning. Another home game back at the bank this week to take on our rival New Orleans Saints. But let's cover last week before we get into this week. So obviously we were on the road against Denver. 28-14 loss. We had Bryce Young back in the starting lineup, but very depleted offensive weaponry, obviously, with Deontay Johnson and Adam Thielen out. And obviously now Deontay has been traded to the Ravens. And I guess the only thing I'll have to say about that is at least it's over with. Yeah. Moving up 20 spots from the top of the sixth round into the bottom of the fifth round for a wide receiver with those kind of skills just seems pretty lame, but that's the NFL trade market, especially when you're a bad team and everybody knows you have to unload a guy in the last year of his contract. You're just not going to get very much. So, yeah, I was hoping for a fourth rounder. I would have been just fine with a fifth rounder, too. Moving up in the fifth round seems more like a trick than a treat. But I digress. We'll leave that one aside. It isn't a trick if we pick the right player. That's all that matters. Anyway, recapping last week. Let's start like we do with always with the offensive line. They seem to do a pretty decent job in pass protection, but we still have an issue with key penalties, holding, procedural penalties, false starts, all that kind of stuff. Obviously, since there definitely has been a change since Austin Corbett, our starting center, went out for the season. Our running game has not nearly been as good. We have not been nearly as good at opening up holes for Chuba, and maybe the league is adjusting. Maybe they're keying on our run more than our pass, which is interesting, especially because, like, going into last week, we threw the ball 64% of snaps and only ran it 36. And that's definitely in the bottom third of the league for rushing attempts. And I understand that it's difficult to stick with the running game when you're down by 20 points in the first half or early in the second half. But this is not what Coach Canales promised us coming in, especially with this big, beefy, supposedly dominant offensive line when it comes to the running game. And a back of Chuba's caliber who, when the holes were there, he hit them. And he hit them big time. So that's disappointing, especially when you look at the stats from last week. And we threw the ball 38 times and only ran it 20. That's almost doubling up our rushing attempts. And with our limited capacity in the passing game, it's just not a formula to win games for us right now. And It doesn't seem that Canales really gets that. He wants to play the game like our offensive skill position players are better than they are, and they just aren't. We don't have Mike Evans out there. We don't have DK Metcalf out there. Right now, we don't have even any veteran receivers of capability. It looks like Adam Thielen will be out again this week. I was hoping he would be back, but we got two rookies that are our main pass catchers. It's just going to be tough sledding with that. So, moving on to Bryce. He played all right. You know, it was great to see the first drive defense get a turnover and then the offense take it right down the field and put it in the end zone. That was fantastic to see. But of course, the offense sputtered out, you know, until we were able to score another touchdown in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, that's the thing with any NFL team, any NFL quarterback, consistency is the key. If you can't be consistent, if you can't be consistently good or consistently great, you're going to be consistently out of a job. That's just the way it is. So, obviously, with the young guys and especially Bryce starting again this week, and I think it's the right decision because sitting at 1-7 now, and with our trading away our veteran receiver and basically the inability to win after that Vegas game, even with Andy Dalton in there, it's really getting a look at the young guys and seeing how fast we can get them up to speed. And depending on how many games Bryce and company can win going down the stretch, we may be in a top five pick scenario again, and we may be looking for another quarterback. You know, obviously, if he can't show more, and at this point, you know, he hasn't. So it'll be a journey to see if that improves at all in the second half of the season. So what am I looking for out of him today? Efficiency. Complete the balls that you have to complete as best you can. And like last week, like what I've seen from Bryce before, some of it may be play calling and some of it may be him. There's probably a bit of both, but there seems to be a reluctance to drop back, stand in the pocket, and hit something downfield. He wants to escape before he needs to a lot of times, and the downfield routes don't have time to develop properly, and he doesn't have the anticipation or wherewithal to have those be tight window throws. So he tries to get out of the pocket, which, you know, I'm okay with him getting out of the pocket when it's necessary. If he tries to get out of the pocket before he needs to, oftentimes it doesn't lead to good things. We'll see how he does with that today. Jalen Coker has stepped up big time. Love to see that. Undrafted rookie free agent. You know, we've had some wide receivers flash this type of potential in the past. I mean, think back to Drew Carter, Brandon LaFell, David Geddes. You know, all these guys that kind of burst onto the scene as young guys and then kind of petered out, really never hit their stride, never gained that consistency to make them top-notch receivers. Now, it's very early in Jalen's career, so obviously we can't make any of those kind of judgments, but it's been good to see him play well. And so we'll be looking to get the ball to him and Leggett. Tommy Tremble is questionable. Hopefully he will be playing. JT Sanders didn't build off of his good week in Washington last week, but we'll see if he can get back on in the receiving column and have a decent game. So, Bryce, get the ball out of your hands quickly. Don't get out of the pocket before you need to. Stand in there. Have the courage and wherewithal to throw the ball downfield, because if we don't throw the ball downfield, defenses can key on the running game even more and the short passing game, and there's no cushion. There is no cushion there. Everything underneath is squatted on in coverage because we're not willing to take a shot down the field. Take shots down the field. Anyway, moving on to the defense. Obviously, we're depleted. It was nice to get Clowney and Josie back. They made some plays. But our defense is up against the wall, especially when people just keep running the ball against us and our offense can't hold the ball. You know, the defense gets tired so quickly that there's only so long that they can bend before they completely break. Anyway, we're still waiting for DJ Wonnum to come back. Maybe he comes back this week. We'll see. But moving on to the Saints, you know, I thought if Spencer Rattler was starting this game, we'd have a pretty decent shot of pulling the upset. I still think we got a shot. We're at home. We play much better at home. This is a division rival. Derek Carr hasn't played in a month. So we may get him when he's rusty. If the Saints are smart, they'll pound Alvin Kamara all day and run play action off of it. Chris Olave will be in the game. At least Rashid Shaheed will be out. He seems to be the one that has burnt RD in recent years. So that's going to be a key matchup. Is Derek Carr going to be rusty? And can we stop Alvin Kamara and Chris Olave? Moving on to our offense versus their defense. Their defense has given up quite a bit in recent weeks. And, I mean, we all remember how they dominated us week one. I think it's a perfect time to come out and shove the ball down their throats. Keep pounding. Run Chuba as hard and as many times as you can. Run that play action. Throw the ball downfield. Get Leggett on the move and get out of his way, right? I mean, so anyway, what's our score going to be today? 23-10 Saints. I want to see more out of Bryce. I want to see more out of the offense. I want to see those running lanes open up for Chuba even more. But with the reluctance from the coach to run the ball, and are basically non-existent as far as veteran skill players that can be reliable, we're just going to have a difficult time scoring points. So if we are going to win this game, we need to get some turnovers. We need to see some consistency from Bryce Young, especially on third down. And we're going to have to make some big plays, and Bryce is going to have to lead us down the stretch in this game because it will be close if we have a chance, and he's going to have to win the game. So I would love to see that. Let's see it, Bryce. Keep pounding. Enjoy the game. Talk to you next week.